As varied as our topography and soils, as rich as our resources, so varied and rich are the voices and stories of the folks around us. Come neighbor a bit with me, Sam Stroop. Grab a cup of coffee, pull up a comfy chair, let's get to talking. I'm talking with Greg Stidham, Mayor of Fayette. Maybe you folks will find this kind of boring, but I don't think so. We're going to talk about the meat and potatoes of the water and sewer systems in town. And I'll bet, Greg, you never thought that that's something you would get excited about. But I bet anymore, that's what you're thinking about all the time, isn't it?
Yeah, I'd say that's true. But before I became mayor, I never thought anything about the sewer and the water.
Right.
My thought was, does the water work or not at home? And that was about it. But yeah, thankfully, we're working on both the sewer system as well as the mm-hmm. water system has changed recently. So those are both positive things for the city.
Yeah, and there's so much going on in Fayette. I don't know if it's because of you and the city council or just the stars have aligned. And so another time we're going to get into all that. But
okay.
For today, maybe some people say, well, this is boring and shut us right off, but hang in there. I think this is pretty interesting.
Okay.
First of all, do you drink the city water?
I do, yeah. Okay. I like it. It doesn't bother me at all. So I hear some people do not.
Yeah, well, that's a pretty important question to ask right there.
But when you grow up on the farm, you drink by anything that comes in there.
Yeah. Yeah, I've gotten in trouble a couple times doing that.
Yeah.
I'm dying of thirst. Well, the creek's running. I won't look upstream, how many cows are standing in it. There was some chemical level that was a concern in the water. Can you tell me about that?
I don't know a lot of details on that. Yeah. I think that was the TTHM. I don't know what that stands for, but I know there's an issue with the water, and it involved movement on the water. When the water goes into the water tower, that water needs to move at a certain rate, or that TTHM reading goes up. And I think the number is like 80% is a maximum number where you need to be. Mm-hmm. And we take readings quarterly on that. And our readings were high. This was after the new water system was put into effect.
Right.
Our water now comes out of New Franklin. So that water travels from New Franklin to the city of Fayette and then goes to the city water towers. Mm-hmm. And the issue was water on the north end of town was getting a high reading. And so when we take those water samples, we turn it into the state. And so there was some concerns about how high that number was. And we had MECO Engineering look at it, who's the city engineer. He's also the engineer for the water plant in New Franklin, the water district in New Franklin. And they thought a solution to it was going to be movement of the water. They were talking about putting some type of piece of equipment inside the water tower that would kind of stir, mix that water up, keep it moving, mm-hmm. and that would reduce what that reading would be on water samples. Mm-hmm. That was one option. Another option was putting some kind of system like that into the line before it gets to the water tank. But apparently what they ended up doing was making adjustments at the New Franklin, at the well and the plant there. And I'm not exactly what adjustments they made, but the last readings for the city was very encouraging and the numbers were all less than 80. So we need to maintain those numbers for a running 12 months.
Mm-hmm.
And once we do that, then we don't have the issues with the state anymore. So anyway, the last readings we had were very good and
good.
Were much lower than what the limit would be. And
great.
And so hopefully that has solved that issue.
Yeah. Keep monitoring it and sounds good.
Yeah.
Did the new system coming out of New Franklin require a rate increase for the homeowners?
Yes, it did. Okay. And that was required. That was required as part of the financing on it. You know, mm-hmm. we have government loans on that.
Right.
And the government requires a minimum rate. And so our rate had to be increased, you know, based upon the requirements.
Okay.
And I think there's maybe, we've been increasing it a little bit over the last few years. And then I think there's one more increase we need to have to meet that government requirement. Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm with Thomas Hill Water, and we have a household of two people.
Mm-hmm.
And if we aren't watering 200 goats and a bunch of dry cows, mm-hmm. then our monthly bill is about $40. Now, that doesn't include any kind of a sewer charge.
Right.
What kind of a rate do you and your wife have for a two-member? Do you know at all what you are paying?
Ours is probably more like $75.
But that includes sewer costs,
don't it? No, that's just water.
Oh, just water.
I'd say the water is $50 to $75
okay.
a month. Mm-hmm. And then the sewer charge is running about the same amount and more. So if you've got a $50 a month water bill, your sewer is almost that same amount.
Okay. That's interesting to compare. Mm-hmm. I kind of figured our water rate was probably higher than Fayette's even.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. How much do you think that went up when you went to the new system? Was it maybe a 25% increase or?
Maybe a 20% increase.
Okay.
I don't know. Robin Triplett would know the answer to that.
Mm-hmm. Now, all this came about because Homeland Security was concerned about terrorists dumping water in D.C. Rogers Lake.
That's right. They didn't like it being surface water and, you know, runoff that goes into the lake. And so as a requirement from the federal government, they wanted us to change our water supply.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're now getting water from wells, you know, close to the Missouri River there in New Franklin.
Mm-hmm. Do you think the security is better, or could the terrorists still get us?
Oh, I'm sure they could. I don't believe they're going to be targeting Fayette, but that was the reason for moving the water supply. And you know, one of the positive things from that is now D.C. Rogers, we have more availability out
right.
there, and we can do more with that lake.
Yeah.
And the city is starting to
really need to look at that positive side, because that really is big.
Yeah.
You know, the whole thing, you don't have to comment on this, the whole thing really seemed stupid to me.
Uh-huh.
But I knew that the water treatment plant down here had issues. And
it was about the end of its life, too.
Right.
You know, it was going to need a major upgrade. So
the
water doesn't go through there anymore. It bypasses that altogether.
Right.
And so that saved a big expense.
Exactly.
For the city was going to have anyway. Yep.
So it probably is a win-win.
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm. Can you have any sense of how leaky the system is, you know, amount of water going into the homes compared to the amount of water coming into Fayette? Are we losing a lot of water in the waterline system?
It seems to me we are losing a lot of water.
Okay.
We do, Robin does monthly reports for the city council. And that number is running somewhere around 26%.
Okay.
So 26% of the water that leaves New Franklin,
mm-hmm.
by the time it's dispersed out to the residents, we have lost somewhere around 26% of that water.
You know what? To me, that doesn't sound too bad.
You know, when you're paying for all, it's not coming from the city lake anymore, so we're paying for all that water.
Right.
So you don't want to have any water loss. I think the state says somewhere between 10 and 15% water losses would be good.
Yeah.
I don't think 25 is terrible, but I think there's room for improvement there. And we do use a vendor that comes to town maybe once a year, and they'll go around and I guess they can, with the equipment, they can monitor for water leaks.
Water witch stick.
Yeah, I don't think that, but apparently they can tell if there is a leak somewhere in a line.
Huh.
And so from time to time, they will come in, they will give us a report, and then we have them make repairs.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's helped us reduce it, but there's still got to be leaks going on someplace. And then, but also we believe that part of the issue are the old water meters around town. They may not be accurately reading the water going through.
Interesting.
So maybe the residents...
Right.
are really getting more water than what they're paying for.
Interesting.
And so we think that's one of the issues. Yeah. So we've been working on installing new water meters, especially at the larger users. Mm-hmm. And so that's been going on for the last 6 months. So
yeah.
We hope to bring that number down because it seems like a large number to me.
Oh, it is. No, I just thought it might be even worse.
Yeah.
I know the nation of Israel, they haven't got any water, but they decided we're not going to lose any in our lines, and they did. And it kind of solved their water problems. So.
Well, you know, when the water was coming out of the lake, you didn't worry
right,
much about that.
Right.
But now we need mm-hmm. to.
And if you're up against the wall, keep Gary Dillon, the road supervisor for the county, in mind. Because once I went out with him and he said, they mark where the water line is here, but I don't think it's right. And he got out these wires and he crossed them and he started walking around. He said, I'll give you anything. I believe that the water line is over here. I guess he was right. I don't know.
I've heard that before about him.
Well, I think he said he learned all that from Gail Schaefer in ag class.
Class.
Maybe. But it's quite a deal. Who determines the water rates? Sounds like part of it is the state.
I'd say so. I mean, okay. The water rates are determined because of the loan money that we received. It has to be in a certain certain amount.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when we were using the lake, I think the city determined what those rates were going to be.
How old is some of the water lines system?
I'm not sure I know that answer.
Okay.
I don't know. It seems like we've been replacing water lines, but
okay.
I'm not certain about that.
So it's an ongoing thing, replacing
right.
lines.
Uh-huh.
And they are just a 2-inch PVC, or?
I'm not sure I know okay. that answer either.
Yeah, but it varies, I suspect.
I think some of them are the old cast iron that have been there for years and years. The new is going to be PVC.
Do the lines go down the sides of the, off, they're not under the streets, are they?
I think some of them are
some
under
them
the
are.
Streets.
Okay.
Sewer lines are under the streets.
Okay.
But it just depends where you're at.
Mm-hmm.
You know, recently we had that issue down in front of CNR.
Right.
And a contractor down there, I think he was installing cable lines through there, and he cut through the water line.
Okay.
City went out and marked where that line was supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, it wasn't where it was supposed to be.
Right.
But this guy wasn't really digging where we told him to. And anyway, he cut through a water line, and that line was out in the street.
Huh. Okay.
And so I don't know if you remember going down there. The street was closed for a day or two while they repaired it. But, we don't really know where the lines... You know,
what's where?
There used to be a guy that worked for the city. And he'd been there 30 years. And
right.
I think he knew where every line in town was.
Right.
But the new guys aren't... You know, once you dig down and locate them, you know where they're at.
Yeah. And you remember.
Yeah.
Is there still not fluoride added to the water? In coming
no.
out, okay.
My understanding is no. Mm-hmm. They stopped doing that when the new system started.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel about that? No problem.
I don't have an issue with it.
Okay.
I think that's what that was recommendations from the engineer and the city council decided.
Do you consider the water coming out of there a hard water, or is it soft, or what's it doing to your detergent in the washing machine?
Yeah, I don't think it's soft water. I think it's towards the hard, but it's sure softer than what the New Franklin water. I don't know if you're familiar with that. We use it out at the church, and I know that's really hard water.
Huh.
I think it's somewhere in between, and we get a few complaints from residents on it from time to time.
Do you have any idea how deep the well is down there
nope.
at Franklin?
No okay. idea. I don't know how deep that goes down.
And any ideas on what a big flood could do to the water supply down there?
I don't know. I assumed everything is sealed and it wouldn't be an issue, but I don't know that for a fact.
What words would you have to families about how they could reduce their water usage? Is there anything you're observing in homes that is a problem? Or
I don't think we're really aware of anything. I mean, it's just, you know, just normal things. You want to be thrifty with the water, and you want to make sure the kids aren't taking a 1 hour shower and you know, just the way you use it.
I think that's usually mama.
Well, it's your radio show. You can say that.
Of course, I was screwed up in the head because we were on an aircraft carrier with 5,000 guys,
uh-huh.
and you could take all the salt water shower you wanted.
Oh, really?
But with the fresh water, that was a very rare commodity, and they would turn on the showers at 2 o'clock in the morning, the fresh water showers, and there'd be a line a mile long, and the guys behind you were yelling, "Hurry up, hurry up, hurry up, before they turn off the fresh water."
Really?
We had what was called Navy showers. You turn on the water, get wet, turn it off, soap down,
yeah.
turn on the water again, rinse off. We probably used a gallon apiece.
Good training there, then, to be thrifty.
Good training. I still take Navy showers.
Uh-huh.
Who does the billing?
That's done by the city.
Okay. And you have somebody walking around doing the meters? Okay.
Pretty much all employees are involved in reading meters. And
all right.
They have a meter book. And so there's a number of employees going out. You'll see them walking around town and they're reading meters.
And that's monthly?
Yes.
All right.
Uh-huh.
And then who's got the job of shutting people off?
The water department
okay.
does that.
Mm-hmm. Meaning?
You know, if you get behind on the... get behind on your bill and you don't pay the bill, you know,
right.
you get a letter, you get notice, and then...
And that's out of the city here. It's not a New Franklin
No,
job.
that's city.
Okay. What are the water tower situation now? What's being used and what isn't?
Well, the Givens water tower, we shut off completely.
Okay.
And so I believe that tower is empty as of mm-hmm. today. That was part of the process of trying to figure out a solution to that TTHM
okay.
reading. Mm-hmm. And the Givens tower... was the one that was giving us that high number all the time.
Okay.
And so we tried to shut that tower off so all the other towers, you'd be using more water from them to keep that water flowing
all right.
to try to reduce that number. And we also tried to change where CMU was getting their water at. And that was all part of the keep the water moving
okay.
program so mm-hmm. we could get a lower number.
Yeah.
But I think Givens is going to be open back up and used again later this fall.
Mm-hmm.
We're still checking those numbers. And when the weather is cool and the water is cool, those numbers are lower.
Hmm.
So, you know, this next quarterly reading, mm-hmm. if it's during June or July,
mm-hmm.
when the water temperature is higher, that makes that reading go higher.
Mm-hmm.
So we're still hopeful that even in the warm weather, the readings will be under 80. And but like I said, we got to have 12 months, running 12 months of that.
So does that leave you two water towers?
I think so.
The park and up there on Leonard or whatever?
Uh-huh.
Leonard, that ain't right. Maybe it is. And then does the big tower out by the sawmill west of town, does that even affect the pressure in town here? Or is that for rural water system?
I think it's a rural water
okay.
system, isn't it?
I wasn't sure.
There's three of us on the new water system.
Right.
That one's rural, one's New Franklin, and one's
yeah. That might be the rural one out there
yeah.
then. How is the water pressure in town? Seems to be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. No complaints. We've had it checked and everything's normal.
Now, how does the fire hydrant water system work? Is it the very same lines as
yep.
what goes into residential?
Yes.
Okay. And as state fire marshal comes out and says your hydrants are good distances and everything's okay that way.
Yeah, and you know, the city employees check those
okay.
once a year. You'll see water running out of those to make
yeah.
sure they're flowing, make sure they're working right.
And, mm-hmm.
and you know, back in the day, we were using lake water.
Right.
We didn't worry about how much
yeah.
water was shooting out, but now that's kind of a concern for us
okay.
is to make sure we get tested and shut back off as soon as we can.
Mm-hmm. Well, water in, water out. Let's switch to talking about sewers.
Okay.
Is the sewer part of the water bill equal to what you use? How does that work? How do you get charged for sewer?
The sewer bill is based upon your water usage.
Okay. And is it about the same expense as the water bill?
It used if our water bill, I'm talking about my
mm-hmm,
house,
right.
if our water bill was $50 a month, 5 years ago, the sewer bill was probably $30 a month.
Okay.
Now it's more like the water's $50 and the sewer's $40.
Okay.
And like I say, I think
mm-hmm.
we got one more rate increase to
right.
put in there. So I think they're going to be pretty much the same by the time.
They were running around doing smoke tests, I believe, on the sewer system.
Right.
Maybe a year ago. Maybe still are. I don't know. What all did that reveal to you?
It showed you where leaks were happening at, and you know when we were getting big rainstorms, that rainwater was entering the sewer system and overflowing the sewer system, and you know that was one of the issues with the sewer is when you had a big rainstorm, you could see water kind of bubbling out of the top of those things, which is a no-no. So that had to be corrected. And so we had a contractor here about a year ago, and he was going through the lines, checking the lines. You know, some of those lines are the old clay tile. Some is going to be newer lines. But they were checking those lines to determine what lines could be repaired and what lines need to be replaced.
Okay.
And so that's the current ongoing sewer project, which starts fairly soon, because they completed that. I think it was about a $100,000 deal just to go around and check the lines and find out where the leaks were incurred, check the manholes, because some of those had bottoms out of it. Some of them had cracked. They were the old brick-lined manholes in there. Mm-hmm. So those were all part of that inspection process. And then I think it's about a $3 million project to go back and, you know, if they repair some of those, they just go in and line them. But some of them are going to have to be replaced altogether. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the reasons we're holding off on the street repairs, is because those lines do run through the middle of the street some places. So if we're going to be digging that up, we don't want to have spend money to put in a new asphalt street and then dig it up and repair it. So we're trying to wait until the sewer project is done before we start working on the streets.
Is there some federal or state money coming to help with the sewer projects? Or?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, like I say, Robin would be able to answer that question for us, but I know there's federal government. I'm thinking there's two different sources.
So in other words, it's going to work.
Yes.
There's the money's been figured out on that end.
Yeah, we figured that out before we started, and so we know what the expense is. We know how it's going to be funded.
Now, do all of the rainwater on streets going into gutters, all of that then does go out to the lagoons through the sewer system or not?
If it gets into the sewer system, it's going to go through that lagoon, and then it's processed out there.
And is that the plan for a lot of that water to go into, or are you trying not to?
No, it should not be going into the sewer system.
All right.
Gotcha. That should be closed, and so there should not be a whole lot of rainwater going into that sewer system. And that's our problem now. When you get a big rainstorm, you've got all that goes in there. And then when it's processed out at the plant, you know, the volume of water processed out there is a lot higher than what it should be. So there's increased expense there for the city.
Well, I guess I'm like everybody else. I really haven't observed. Then, so when water hits the streets and the sidewalks, is it just running off and that's working? It's not going into a guttering system at all?
I think there are some storm water lines out there. I don't know exactly where they're at and where they dump at, but I think there's some lines from the top of the hill that takes it down to the bottom. And
gotcha, but and it does. So, the plan is for it to not go into the sewer lines.
Right.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. Does the sewer system all work on gravity flow, or is there pumping that also takes place?
I think it's normally gravity flow, but there's certain areas of town where there is a pump. I'm not sure where those are located at, but like you say, if it's a low spot, that water's got to be pumped up so it'll flow out to the southeast part of town.
Mm-hmm. This summer they'll start on problems in the sewer lines, you thought?
Yes.
Okay. Do you see it being a multiple year project, or will it be this summer and weather's good?
I think it's a year or a year and a half by the time it's all done.
Mm-hmm. In the good old days, which weren't always so good, you know, the whole town, every house had its own outhouse, and I expect the gray water from the house, laundry and sink, just went out on people's lawns.
Yeah.
I imagine. Houses had cisterns. They got their water off the roof.
Right.
When did all that start changing? 1900? Later?
I'd say, I don't know. It was a long time before I was born. That's all I know.
I have a...
I was going to say, out on the farm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got our water out of the pond, and we had our own filtering system for it.
Right.
So county water, that must have been in the 70s or 80s by the time that came out, wasn't it?
Yeah, even the early 90s before it was pretty well completed. Yeah. I have a friend in Boonville, Sam Jewett. His hobby is going to town and go in people's backyards, with permission, of course, and he'll say, see that indentation in the lawn?
Yeah.
That's where the old outhouse was. Can I dig it up? And that's his hobby, digging up old outhouse sites.
Looking
and
for what?
He'll find all kinds of good stuff in there, but it's just black dirt. You know? Yeah. But he said the major thing he finds is old whiskey bottles.
Oh, really?
So apparently that's where Pops went to
have a drink. Interesting.
Tip a few.
Well, thankfully I never had to use one of those.
Well, we did. And we had an outhouse till I was probably third grade, 10 or 11.
Yeah.
And I remember this was in Wisconsin. That was not a pleasant experience.
In the wintertime. Yeah.
And I always remember we had a picture of, I don't know if you're familiar with the painting Whistler's Mother.
Yes.
This old lady sitting in a chair all decked out. We had a picture of her in the bathroom.
Uh-huh.
And I mentioned it to my sister once in the outhouse. I mentioned it once to my sister, and she went out and bought a big picture of Grandma's Whistler's Mother to put in our bathroom. Well, it's so huge it wouldn't even fit in our bathroom.
Oh, really?
So we put it in the living room, and it really isn't that attractive a picture. My wife hated it. Tornado come and took it out of the living room, which was in the center of the house.
Really?
And where she is residing now, I have no idea. But I always remember the old outhouse and Whistler's mother residing there with us. It was a two-seater. And then I've got a lot of friends who are Amish, and they still use, the ladies have an outhouse connected to the summer kitchen.
Good.
The men go out behind the machine shed. They've got one out there.
Yeah.
But it's Audrain County, which is flat and wet a lot, and so they don't even have a hole dug.
Oh.
I don't know whose job it is to clean that out. I haven't some questions I don't ask, although I may. They may say, here's the shovel. Yeah, they have beautiful vegetables over there. Around the world, it's maybe changing. Well, you can tell me, in Thailand, do they still have open sewers along the streets, or is everything buried now?
Not where we were at. Okay. Everything was buried. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, Bangkok was pretty much
like here,
like any city you'd see in the States. Yeah,
in the mid-70s, in the Navy, still even in Singapore, you'd walk down the sidewalk and the street, and between you was an open sewer.
Oh, really?
And but they had so much rain there that just constantly kept it flushed out.
Oh,
and then in Vietnam, we'd get close to shore, and every morning you'd observe the whole village would come out on the beach and take care of their business. And
then really?
The waves would come in, and all of a sudden it was all cleaned up.
Cool.
So,
I hadn't thought about that.
We've come a long ways, baby.
I'll say.
How actually does the sewer system work out there? Is it a series of lagoons that purify the water, or what's happening out there?
It goes through some sort of equipment first.
Okay.
You know, it's processed.
All right.
And then it's pumped into the lagoon. And I think there are like two closed cell lagoons out there. And so when it's done, it's just clear water coming out.
And then that's put into the creek, the clear water.
I think so. I think that's where it ends
wrong
up.
Wrong question.
Yeah, I think it's all.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how much actually comes out and goes into the creek.
Well, I know Armstrong, they don't have any kind of treatment. They have like three lagoons, and the water, as it fills up in one, goes on to the next and then on to the next, and then it goes into the creek, and it looks great.
You know?
So theirs is totally a aerobic-type system, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
Can you explain what's happening in the treatment center you're talking about?
No, I just know there's a building out there, and I know there's equipment in there, and I know that's where it comes through, and then it goes out to the lagoon. And
I know what goes on there. It separates out the whiskey bottles.
I guess. But, you know, that treatment plant is fairly new. I mean, that was That was all updated and installed, I don't know, in the last 10 years.
So all right.
That was another big project the city yeah. had, required by the government.
Is there somebody out there all the time?
Yeah, there's two employees.
I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. Huh. And they do more than mow the lawn. They're working the system.
It's a full-time job out there maintaining everything.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the system out there is big enough. It's doing a fine job.
Yeah.
Because, as you said, the population of Armstrong, or Fayette, was supposed to hit 5,000, but it's still at 3. Everything's cool there.
Yeah, they keep track of how many gallons runs through there, and so mm-hmm. we get reports on it.
Yeah.
And that's why I was saying, when you get a big rain, you see those numbers really increase for a day or two. Mm-hmm. And that's why we know there's leakage involved in that system.
Okay. I wanted to ask a few things just about waste management, garbage, mm-hmm. and then we'll wrap this up.
Okay.
But is there one truck goes through town twice a week, or how does that work?
I'm not sure. I think there's two different dates they come in, depending on where you live.
All right.
And I don't know how many trucks that is, if it's one or multiple trucks, but, you know, that's run by a vendor, and the city bids that out, and so I think it's a 3-year contract. And
who actually pays? Does it come out of the house owner's pocket somehow, or is the city cover it totally, or?
You get a trash bill at your house. So my trash bill is like $10, $12 a month.
Okay.
And so the city is paying the bill to the vendor.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's how we're collecting, is through each resident. Mm-hmm. You know, we'll pay so much for the trash pickup.
Now, out there on the farm, I think we're a remarkably low garbage family. We just don't have mm-hmm. much. It seems like most of the garbage coming in is from the mailbox,
right.
you know, for right. some reason. Maybe eventually that'll go away. I don't know if it will or not.
Uh-huh.
Some plastic bags from, Walmart and Dollar General and C&R.
Right.
I wish we could cut that somehow, but it's just, I remember when I was in the Far East, like you were, there were no plastic bags. Everybody that went to market would bring their own little containers to put their fish eyeballs in, all that kind of stuff.
Right.
It's a shame we can't figure out how to do that here in the United States. Just when you go to town, you grab your bag and that's it. But we haven't figured that out yet. It wouldn't be that hard, but we haven't done it, have we?
No. I see some cities around, you know, you have one container for trash that you set out, mm-hmm. and you also have another container that might be plastic bottles or plastic bags, and so they try to separate it. So I don't know where that goes after they collect it, but I think they do a little better job.
And the little bit of burning, a little bit of paper we have, we just burn on the farm. But can you even do that in town? Can you burn your scrap paper and stuff behind your house?
I think so. I think it's okay to burn that.
I didn't know what the regulations are on that. What's going on with Endless Options? Are they still functioning with their recycling center?
As far as I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know they're...
I see Deb at Rotary pretty much every week. Mm-hmm. And she says things are going along very well. And I know they've got a new baler out there for products. And
mm-hmm.
I know she needs extra volunteer help. She's always looking for extra help out there at the processing building. So as far as I know, everything's going well.
Do you have any idea where the trucks that get the garbage take the stuff? Where there's a landfill somewhere, or any idea?
I believe it goes back to the landfill in Macon.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, I really appreciate your time finding out about mm-hmm. these parts of the infrastructure of the town.
You're welcome.
Maybe everybody in town knows all these things, and I'm the country boy who doesn't. But again, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Looking forward to getting in some more nuts and bolts with you another time.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah. If you enjoyed this session of Let's Get to Talkin', encourage friends out of the range of our low-power station to catch us online. Just Google Sam Stroop, SoundCloud, and the newest and oldest sessions will pop up. If you, like me, have a long day of being focused on my work and life, it's a great day's end to get my mind bent a bit around the life beat of the folks around me. This is Sam Stroop. Catch you next week. Let's get to talking.